Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Menachos, Daf Yod Menachos 10. On today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara is continuing our discussion of what the Mishnah had stated on Daf Vav Amud Aleph, which was that Kamitza, when you take the flour off of the Mincha and pour it on the fire, that Kamitza must be done with the right hand, and if it was done with the small, if it is done with the left hand, it is disqualified. So the Gemara on Tesima Beis had given one source for this. That was the opinion of Rabbi Zera, who says that he derived it from the fact that the verse states with respect to by the Karma Mitzorah that a certain part of it needs to be poured on the left hand. So specifically mentioning the left hand means that everything else needs to be done with the right hand. However, Rava on today's Daf Yomi gives a different source. Rava says, why does, when it refers to the Mitzorah, it says that it needs to be placed on the Bohed Yad Yaminis, the bowing of the regular Yaminis, and the Tenuch Ozen, that it needs to be placed on the right thumb, the right big toe of the foot, and also on the right earlobe. That why does it state in all of these cases that it needs to be done with the right? Meaning to say, it states in Leviticus chapter 9, verse 17, Val bo en yado yaminis, and also it states, with respect to Mincha, also it states the word Yad. And so comes along Rava, and he says that this is coming to teach us a Gezerah Shavu. We make a comparison. It says by the Bo En Yado Yaminis, it says the word Yad. And also by Kamitza, it says, it doesn't literally say the word Yad, but it refers to a hand. And so therefore he makes a Gezerah Shavu and says that this teaches us that the Kamitza must also be done in the right hand. That just by, with respect to Mitzorah, and the word Yad is referring to the right hand, so to by the Kamitza, when it refers to a hand, it must be done in the right hand. And so too, Rava continues, that which it states with respect to the regal of the Mitzorah, it needs to be done on the big toe of the right foot, Abo and Rago Ayaminis, that's also coming to teach us a law, that while the Yad was teaching us that it needs to be done, the Kamitza needs to be done with his right hand, the Rego is teaching us that with respect to a Chalitza, that when a Yavama comes to remove the shoe from her brother-in-law who is not doing Yibum with her, he's not marrying her, it states in Deuteronomy chapter 25, verse 9, V'nigsha Yivim Toei Lav, Le'inea Zekinim, V'choltza Na'lo, she's supposed to remove his shoe from his leg, V'yarka B'fonav, and spit in front of him. And she says, this shall be done to the man who is not building the house of the brother. So therefore, the comparison between the rego that appears by a Mitzorah, which is supposed to be done on his right toe, and by a Yavam, that's to teach us that just like the Mitzorah is supposed to be done on the right foot, so too the Chalitza also has to be done with the right foot. And that is the ritual to release the woman from basically being responsible to be married to her brother-in-law, and now she can be married to whoever she wants. So that is the comparison that we learn from Regel Yaminis. And so too comes along Rava and says, we also learn out from the comparison that it states by the Mitzorah, Al Tenuch Ozen Amitayar Yaminis, that you're supposed to place the blood on the Mitzorah on his right ear, and that's also to teach us a general principle, that there's another area where it needs to be done on the right ear. And where does it say that? It states in Exodus chapter 21, verse 6, V'yigisho Adonav Elah him, that the master shall bring his slave who wants to remain a perpetual slave and does not want to be released, he should bring him to the door, and that he should pierce his ear with an awl, and he shall remain a slave forever. So this is telling us that the ritzia, the piercing of the ear of the eved with the awl, has to be done with the right ear. Just we learned that out from the Mitzorah, that just like the Mitzorah, the blood is placed on his right ear, so too by the eved, the piercing of the awl, the piercing of the ear with the awl must be done on the right ear of the evidence. We see from here a basic principle that the idea of that the right takes precedence isn't only with respect to the right hand, but it is respect to all the body parts, that we're supposed to give precedence to the right. That is the basic principle of Rava. So we know with respect to tefillin, we're going to learn in our own Gemara, Menachos, on Daf Lamed Zayin, we're going to learn that, let's say somebody is not right-handed, that they're left-handed, he should place the tefillin not on his left hand, but on his right hand, which is basically considered to be like his weaker hand, and that is his left hand. And so too, that is with the rule with respect to, that is the way the poskim rule with respect to the halacha, that a person who is a lefty should place his tefillin on his right hand. However, what about the other mitzvos that we say we're supposed to do with them with our right hand? Is it the case too that somebody who's a lefty should do them with his left hand because his left hand is stronger than his right hand? So just like the tefillin that the lefty puts it on his right hand, maybe by other mitzvos a person who's a lefty should do them with his left hand, or maybe there under those circumstances he's also supposed to do with his right hand. So this is a discussion that the poskim have under different circumstances, and so the Betzel HaChachma draws a distinction. If it's something that is related to being able to do it better, meaning to say to do it with greater strength and basically doing it with your stronger hand, so therefore we say under those circumstances, yes indeed, the lefty should generally speaking do it with his left hand. However, if it's something that it's not that dependent upon the person doing it better, but it's just that we want to do something on the right side because it's more distinguished and something that gives greater honor, then for Kabbalistic reasons we're supposed to do it on the right side. So for example, when the groom places the finger places the ring on the bride of his on the finger of his bride, he should put it on the right right hand, because there is nothing to do with doing it with greater strength and greater efficiency or greater accuracy, because there it's the groom placing the ring on the finger of the bride. So there he should place it on the right hand. What about the holding of the lulav and the esrog, where generally speaking the practice is to hold the lulav with the right hand? So some say that maybe he should hold it with the left hand then if he's a lefty. But others say no, that's not the case, because we're holding four species there. So some say so that therefore the general principle is that even a lefty is supposed to hold his lulav in his right hand and the esrog in his left hand, just like all the righties do. When it comes to lulav, that's what the lefty should do as well.